Let's check the markets. Joe Camp, Comstock Investments. Tough week, but a good finish.
It was a good finish. I think you have to call it mostly position squaring because of the downdraft earlier in the week. That meant taking profits and closing out those recently built up short positions. The speculators are mostly back on the throttle here. They're a ways removed from their record net short positions in corn and soybeans, but they are still about as short as they've ever been for this time of the season. It's normally about now when we start to build in some weather risk premium into this market, and it could still be the case that we would have some of that possible upside to develop into the months of May and June. We oftentimes see some strength in an election year last a little bit longer into the summer months, so that's still potentially at play this year, but that's going to need to be a spark that develops in a market that otherwise is starving for fresh input. We had export sales just so-so. One positive look was that we had a daily announcement for some meal sold, and it does seem that that market has gotten down to levels that are attracting some interest abroad, especially as you have some lower crop estimates out this week for Argentina, being that they're a huge player in the meal market. The meal did help lead the overall soy complex higher on Friday. Had some good strength for wheat as well. The uncertainty with the ongoing war in Ukraine, and also that position squaring occurred in light of the weekend being ahead and all of the unknowns related to this conflict in the Middle East and the back and forth now between Israel and Iran. Oil is going to close probably a little bit stronger today. The dollar about flat. So mostly a quiet outside market influence, but something that's subject to change, certainly as we open next week. A mixed day for the cattle and up for the hogs.
Joe Camp, Comstock Investments.